am not just a citizen of any nation. I am a global citizen in God's kingdom. My influence is not limited by the proximity of my current location, but by the principles I choose not to practice. What restricts people is not geography. It's a lack of knowledge, alignment, and execution of the principles that lead to power and transformation. Welcome to the Desk on the Digital Diplomat podcast, where we empower you to impact locally and build globally. I'm your host, W.E. DeCruz, helping you to navigate people, policies, and processes in today's dynamic global marketplace. Whether you're a seasoned business owner, educator, activist, or just starting your career, each episode is designed to help you live at the level of your consciousness and never at the level of your circumstances. Let's dive right into this next episode. Listen to me. You are not an extra, but the main character. Let me tell you about citizen diplomacy. Over the past few months, I've received countless messages from people across the United States and around the world asking me this one very question. W.E. DeCruz, the digital diplomat, what is your take on what's happening in the United States under the new presidency? Listen, it's a loaded question, one that takes and requires multiple responses. But there's one concept I want to begin with, and I always begin with. It's citizen diplomacy. Many people feel as if they are living in a movie, cast as an extra, rather than the main character, and the unfolding events around them. But that's the most disadvantaged position to play, one that keeps you feeling powerless. Citizen diplomacy reminds you otherwise. So what is citizen diplomacy? Citizen diplomacy is the idea that as individuals, you have both the right and responsibility to influence foreign affairs. This means that regardless of how big or small you consider your work to be, you play a role in shaping the policies, relationships, and decisions that affect your environment. Whether you're an entrepreneur, an activist, an educator, or a student, your actions contribute to a larger narrative. But here's something even deeper. I am not just a citizen of any nation. I am a global citizen in God's kingdom. My influence is not limited by the proximity of my current location, but by the principles I choose not to practice. What restricts people is not geography. It's a lack of knowledge, alignment, and execution of the principles that lead to power and transformation. The pathway to prosperity is interconnected among people, policies, and processes. One of the most significant gaps I see today is a lack of knowledge about people, policies, and processes. People feel frustrated, disempowered, and overwhelmed because they don't fully understand the systems that shape their lives. This is why I always say, the pathways to prosperity, whether personal, communal, national, or international, is predicated on three interconnected pathways: people, policies, and processes. People, the individuals, communities, and networks that shape ideas, drive movements, and bring about change. Policies, these are the rules, the laws, the frameworks that govern societies, economies, and relationships between nations and processes. The mechanism through which policies are created, implemented, and challenged. I've been developing a framework as part of my doctoral dissertation at the University of Michigan Flint School of Management that I will share in due time. But this framework will explore the exchange of value, influence, and impact across different sectors and regions. It's a modern reimagining of historical trade dynamics that shape global economies. Understanding this framework will allow us to see how transactions, whether economic, social, or diplomatic, create ripple effects that can either empower or hinder global progress. The challenge is not just about who is in power, but how we, as global citizens, are leveraging our ability to influence and direct resources where they need to go. So your role in global diplomacy, if you're feeling like an observer rather than a participant, it's time to shift your mindset. You have agency. You have a voice. You have the ability to engage and mobilize what's necessary to create an environment that allows you to live out your life's work and purpose. This isn't about politics alone. It's about power. It's about understanding how the world works so you can shape it rather than be shaped by it. So my response to you And to those asking about the current state of affairs in the United States of America and the global market is this. The bigger question isn't what's happening to us, but rather, what are you doing in response? Are you waiting for change or are you positioning yourself to be part of it? The choice is yours. And quite frankly, I don't see red or blue. Purpose is colorblind. That is why my motto states and remains for you to live at the level of your consciousness and never at the level of your circumstances. All right, let's take it a step further. Now that you've learned about citizens diplomacy, how do you get started? Well, there are a number of local citizen diplomacy or focused organizations that you begin to involve in. The first one I recommend is called Global Ties. Global Ties USA. It is a national organization that has local chapters or entities focused on helping to build a more peaceful, prosperous world through international exchange and engage citizens in foreign policy. For us here in Michigan, we have Global Ties Detroit and Global Ties Kalamazoo. They provide opportunities for local business owners, organizational leaders, and professionals to host international exchange professionals. It's in these hostings, in these thought process exchanges, that you begin to build your network and relationships with people in other countries. These relationships then turn into business opportunities or project opportunities. We can talk more about that later in forthcoming podcasts, but it's through these local entities that you begin to expand your global network. So if you haven't already, search Global Ties USA. Identify your most or the closest chapter or entity closest to you and reach out to them. Let them know that you want to serve as a fellowship mentor or you want to be a community stakeholder that supports in their programming so that you can begin building relationships toward citizens diplomacy. Hope that helps. Until next time. Hey, it's W.E. DeCruz. Don't forget to visit us at thedigitaldiplomat.com for more ways to connect and to apply for our Global Leadership Program or Global Advisory. If this episode blessed you, be a blessing to others, share it, and leave us a positive review. Until next time, let's impact locally and build globally. God bless.